Nationwide, concerned citizens and lawmakers are looking at how the justice system operates, trying to root out systemic racism. In Delaware, that work includes re-examining a law that makes it so cops can be justified in using deadly force whether it's appropriate or not. And in every police shooting in the state for the past 15 years, no officer has been charged, even when prosecutors wanted to.
He already knew he was going to kill my brother, that, okay, he was going to execute my brother. It didn't matter about anything else.
I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. WHYY reporter Chris Barish has been looking into shootings by police in Delaware and how they're treated under the law. Heads up, you'll hear tape of a police shooting in this episode.
Jeremy McDowell, he's a 28-year-old Wilmington guy. His sister Keandra told me everybody called him Bam Bam.
Bam Bam was an outgoing person. He always liked to help people. It kind of was annoying, but he liked to help people. He loved kids. He was mainly wrapped around, my sister had just had her baby, so he was mainly wrapped around the kids. Like, he loved kids.
When Jeremy was in his late teens, a guy he thought was his friend shot him in some kind of dispute, and it left him in a wheelchair, paralyzed from the waist down.
He was still always determined that he's going to walk.
It was September 2015. By all accounts, he went out with his godfather that morning, and around noon that afternoon, he was in an alley not far from his family's house, and we don't know exactly how he ended up in the alley, but we do know that a woman who was in AutoZone heard a gunshot.
Yes, we need a police, we need an ambulance. A man just shot himself in the AutoZone parking lot. He shot himself.
He shot himself.
And he's falling out in the wheelchair, and he's laying here on the ground.
Okay,
please, send the ambulance and the police.
Okay, look, I'm going to stay on the line with you, okay?
Please send somebody.
I mean, that's it's an active armed person in the middle of the street that, might have been a victim of a shooting either by himself or somebody else. So the police rush out there, and they're in the process. A few cops on the scene already, and members of the public are out there, and a couple people are shooting video. And they had been there for at least several minutes, and they're trying to get a handle on him. And he's sort of just by himself. He hasn't fired the gun since he's been there. A guy named Sergeant Joe DeLose is not called to the scene. He hears the call on the radio. He rushes to the scene, parks his car, goes into his trunk, takes his shotgun, runs 50 yards or so to where McDowell's sitting in the wheelchair. He rushes to the scene, approaches McDowell 20 feet away.
He's over here! Give me your head!
Oh.
You can see on a video shot by a bystander, Sergeant DeLose rushes to the scene, says, "Show me your hands, give me your hands," and then shooting McDowell within 2 seconds. And fires one shot. The other officers rush up, the other three officers who are like right there. They try to get him to show his hands, and they say it appears like he's going for his waistband where they believed he had a gun. He kept doing that, and each of those officers shot him a few times as well.
My stepmother had called me. I said, this has to be something serious. I just got off the phone with her. And I noticed on Facebook, everybody was saying, RIP Bam Bam, this can't be what's happening. People were saying, F the police, how can they shoot him? And I was like, hold on, let me hurry up and call my family. And I called my family, and that's when they told me that Bam Bam had just got shot. The police murdered him. And to hurry up and get up there, his body is still laying in the street. I believe his body laid in the street for 3 hours and 47 minutes with a white blanket over top of him.
They say they found a gun under his body. There were claims by his family and friends and supporters who protested against the police saying they had planted the gun. The Attorney General's office concluded that he did have a gun and there was gunshot residue on his hands consistent with having recently fired the weapon. Regardless, the state concluded that Delos's actions were reckless.
Jeremy McDowell was shot. That was back in 2015. It's now 2020. What prompted you to start investigating just police shootings generally in Delaware?
Well, I got interested in January when a man named Brandon Roberts was shot by police in Milford. And in that case, there were also accusations that police were too quick to use deadly force. I just started looking to see how prevalent it was. And the Attorney General's office keeps a webpage of all their investigations, and it goes back 15 years. So I started looking at them, sort of plotting on a map where all these cases have happened, who was shot, their race, their age, what police force was involved, why the cops had encountered this person, and why it was ruled that they shot him. As I started looking through them, I realized that none of the officers were ever charged. And then I talked to a couple lawyers who had been around for a half century. These guys are in their late 70s or almost 80. And they told me they can't remember an officer ever being charged for firing his or her gun.
So as you're looking through that list of incidents going back 15 years, what were the sort of statistics that stood out to you?
During the 15-year period, officers shot 56 people. 30 of them were killed. They were all men except for three minor males. Another thing that jumped out was of the people shot, nearly half of them were black in a state where black people are barely one-fifth of the population. So there was a glaring racial disparity in the shootings. I had a lot of contacts in the police. I did a lot of reporting on crime. And whenever an officer was cleared, they say, yeah, it was a clean shoot. Of course, it was a good shoot. And it was just sort of this glib, almost braggadocio, we would never do anything wrong.
So getting back to the Jeremy McDowell case, was Officer Delos ever charged?
No, he was never charged. And then the Attorney General at the time, Matt Den, issued a report and said they could not charge Delos because the law gives deference to police officers in deciding if their lives are in imminent danger. But he did come out with a report that was critical of the law.
Explain this law a little bit. Why did the Attorney General find that it was so problematic?
The report laid out that the law is based on the officer's subjective belief that they or someone at the scene was in imminent danger of death, kidnapping, serious injury. And that's different than other states or some other states that have a clause that's it's an objective standard. What another person in a similar situation would do based on all the evidence that's available. And that's considered an objective standard. So the Den report laid out really explicitly, it said an officer doesn't have to, and put it in words in bold, doesn't have to actually be in danger. They just have to believe that they were in danger. And that's a really almost an impossible threshold to get over if you want to charge an officer that you think broke the law.
Just to explain that in terms of the cases that you've laid out, the case of Jeremy McDowell, you said that the officer told him to show me your hands, a second later pulled the trigger. That doesn't look like enough time for Jeremy McDowell to comply. But what you're saying is all the law says is he needs to feel his life was in danger. So you don't even need to explain that tight timeline or that fact pattern, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yep. They just, even though it was 2 seconds, the office wanted to charge him, but they were hamstrung by the 70-year-old law that governs the use of deadly force in Delaware. McDowell's attorney, Steven Neuberger, helped crystallize it in a recent interview.
The subjective belief standard is a much harder standard to meet because you basically need the police officer to say that I had an awareness. I knew what I was doing was wrong. I'm oversimplifying here a little bit, but that's the gist of it.
He and I were talking and it was almost like, the officer might have to just go tell someone after the case, I was having a bad day and I wanted to shoot somebody. In his view, that's the kind of evidence you need to charge somebody.
We'll be right back. This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yakov, talking with WHYY reporter Chris Barish about police shootings in Delaware and the law that shielded some officers from prosecution. There was no change in the law after the release of the report from former State Attorney General Matt Dehn. Then, 4 years later, the current Attorney General, Kathy Jennings, made an announcement.
My story was sort of ready to go, and it had gone through the first round of editing in March, and this thing called the global pandemic hit. Everything sort of went on hold, and for good reason. That's all anybody was interested in. So in late May, or in the middle of May, I started, maybe we should resurrect that story. Lo and behold, George Floyd gets killed in Minneapolis. There's the protests and the unrest all throughout the country and in Wilmington. And on June 10th,
we're going to hear from the Attorney General.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. The Legislative Black Caucus at the legislature held a press event and talked about a whole series of racial justice reforms they wanted to implement. One was banning knee holds and chokeholds. One was requiring body cams. And Kathy Jennings, who's white, she spoke at the press conference, and she announced that one of her top priorities was to change the use of deadly force statute.
We have to change the use of force statute in this state. We need a statewide policy on use of force that shows the best practices to every police officer in this state so they know the rules. We need to change the Law Enforcement Officer Bill of Rights that has been so sacrosanct and will no longer be if we're going to make meaningful change.
She got on the phone with me a couple days later and explained that even though she hadn't wanted to talk about it with us back in February when we asked several times and hadn't done anything, it's been something she's discussed with others for several years.
We have talked about trying to seek that change for years and years. And quite frankly, I believe that the public is seeing when unlawful force is used, that a change like that makes sense.
So she's proposing to insert the word reasonably, just like New York has and New Jersey has and other states have, before the word believes. In her draft that she submitted to lawmakers to try to get put on the agenda, would have the phrase reasonably believes an officer is in danger. What it does is creates the objective standard. In other words, that in the McDowell case, if that reasonably standard was in place, might have led to Joe DeLose being charged.
Hmm. You alluded to this a little bit before, but why do you think she's proposing this change right now?
There's been a lot of pressure on politicians in Delaware to enact some police reforms. I think she's reacting to the moment. There is some speculation she might want to run for governor. One of the attorneys I spoke with said that. I don't know if she is or not. You know, she says it's a long past time to change some of these laws, and she's going to get behind it. The key is whether it'll happen. There's a lot of proposals that just die in the night in the legislature. So the legislative season ended Tuesday, June 30th. This bill that she proposed on June 10th publicly, she drafted, never even got submitted. A bill like this will come under severe pushback from the police lobby in Delaware.
And what about the family of Jeremy McDowell? Are they speaking out about this? Do they think that this could actually bring justice for, you know, Jeremy's killing?
I've talked to Keandra a few times, and her goal is still to see the officers get charged. They protested in Wilmington. Keandra McDowell and some of her family, friends, and supporters marched through the streets of Wilmington.
Justice for
Jeremy McDowell.
No justice.
No peace.
No crisis.
Police.
Shotgun Joe.
Shotgun.
They called DeLose Shotgun Joe, and they're chanting his name. I don't think she'd be satisfied just with the law change. She'd only be satisfied if DeLose was charged with a crime. But any change in the law would not be retroactive. So it's unlikely that DeLose, who has since retired, would be charged with killing Jeremy McDowell unless authorities uncovered some new evidence.
I have to explain to my niece and nephews every day why their uncle isn't here. I have to tell my kids who Jeremy McDowell was. They can't find out for themselves. I have to be the one who tell them that. And that hurts. That pain, that void, the hole in me and my family's heart can never be replaced.
Chris, thanks for explaining all of this to me.
Well, thank you for having me, Shai.
WHYY reporter Chris Barish. The Y is produced by Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, and Buffy Gorilla, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. Stay safe, and we'll see you tomorrow.